morning. And happy Mother's Day. I appreciate you not saying that also with you. Yes, that's right. We're so pleased and happy to have all our mothers with us, and we thank you for all the love and care you give to us, which we obviously, all the guys and children, we couldn't do without, right? Okay, good. Yay. I even got applause over here. There's so many people sitting up front, I thought I was going to have to call on all of them to do an announcement, but they said no. Okay. Don't forget to join us this Wednesday night. It's our last Wednesday meal for the spring. So please come and join us, and we'll have great fellowship and time together before we take our summer break for our Wednesday activities like that. Shannon Smith wanted to talk about Family Promise. Thank you, Shannon. All right, I have been working on my psychic abilities, and I'm thinking, Sarah, that Sarah's going to get up here and stomp her foot and say, doggone it, the berries weren't ready to pick, and we've reached, and we changed that date. All right, Sarah. I am very excited, and I'll invite Jim to do the jiggling for me.
Does that mean to play?
No. Not quite yet, almost. You ready? You ready? That's you're going to jiggle your fingers? Is that what you're going to do? Okay. Let us prepare for worship without dancing.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sin. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shattered by sin. Make us alive in Christ, God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit
be with you all. Form the minds of your faithful people into your one will. Make us love what you command and desire what you promise, that amid all the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joy is found. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First lesson is from the 16th chapter of Acts. One day, as we were going through the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaim you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up, he saw the prison doors wide open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he was supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. The word of the Lord.
God.
Second lesson is from the 22nd chapter of Revelation. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let everyone who hears say, come. Let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus prayed, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, we did it again. We remembered to celebrate Christmas with its stories of angels and shepherds and mangers and stars, and most especially the warmth of God's love as he sent a Savior to be God with us. And we remembered to celebrate Easter. We had lilies and a cross filled with flowers, and we worshiped with trumpets and timpani and a choir loft filled to overflowing, and we celebrated that great day of victory given to us in the cross and empty tomb. But we forgot about this past Thursday. This past Thursday was Ascension Day, the day when we celebrate Jesus returning to heaven in glory and power. It's the day that tells us without a doubt that in the face of our difficulties and troubles, that Jesus is our King. It's the day that reminds us that Jesus rules over all. So let me remind you what the Bible says about all this in the book of Acts. As the disciples were watching, Jesus was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven?
This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Now, one of the most interesting parts of this story is to notice what the disciples do when this happens. Jesus ascends on a cloud into heaven, and there the disciples are staring up, their mouths gaping open like hillbillies at a circus, and they don't do anything at all. They just stand there. When they can't see Jesus, they don't know what to do, and so they do nothing at all. So God sends an angel or two to wake them up. Yes, you can't see him now, they say, but don't ever forget, Jesus rules. Now that's good news for us to hear, isn't it? I mean, there's lots of times when we need the help of Jesus standing there before us. There are lots of times when we're in trouble or difficulty or hardship and we have no idea what to do. There are lots of times when things go wrong, terribly wrong in our world, and all we know is that we need for Jesus to come and make the world right again, to make our world his. We know just how those disciples felt, don't we? That's why this past Thursday was so important. On Ascension Day, we see Jesus returning to his place of power and might and glory in heaven where he rules over all. It's a significant day and a significant thing for us to remember every day. But you see, our Bible tells us that it happened 40 days after Easter, and so that means it happened on a Thursday. So most of us never even give the Ascension a thought. You see, we suffer from ADD, Ascension Deficit Disorder. And maybe that's something we should pay attention to. Christmas is great, but you know how the day after Christmas, the decorations are down and the radio isn't playing Christmas songs anymore, and how Christmas seems packed up and put away so quickly? And Easter isn't much different. As soon as the jelly beans are all eaten and the lilies planted in the yard, we pack Easter away too. Oh, we say that every Sunday is a little celebration of Easter, and that's true, but I'm betting most of us did not give that a thought before coming here today. And we often make comments around the church about those people who seem to show up every year for worship on those 2 days, but who can't seem to find their way to worship the rest of the year. Well, I wonder if they suffer just like we do from Ascension Deficit Disorder. You see, we celebrate the big days and give them their place in our lives for a day or so, and then we pack them all away. The way we do that in our world empties faith of lasting significance. But the Ascension, that's the day we celebrate Jesus returning to heaven. That's the day we celebrate that Jesus rules all of creation. That's the day we notice the ongoing rule of Jesus over the world. And that's the day we celebrate the continuous reign of Jesus in our lives. It was this past Thursday. But the very point of the day is that we can't confine it to that day. Jesus rules today and every day. So, don't have Ascension Deficit Disorder. Know this. Jesus rules our world. Let Jesus rule you. Amen.
Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful and saving Lord, today we celebrate your grace. We celebrate your love, which knows no end. Keep us in your strong arms of love forever, Lord God. Assure us of your strength and help in our daily lives, and comfort us always with your presence and peace. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, today we celebrate and honor our mothers. We thank you for the love they have shown us. In their love for us, we catch a glimpse of your love. Bless our mothers now and always. Lord, in your mercy. O Savior of us all, bring your love into our lives and turn the wrong of our world into right. Be with the sick, the sorrowed, the hungry, the poor, the outcasts, and all whom we so easily forget or overlook. Comfort those who are far from home or who face trouble or who are afraid. Renew your love, your blessing, and your help for us all, loving God, and especially for those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of all the human family, we have so many divisions among us, so many times in the world and even in our own families, our focus is ourselves and not the good of others. Change us, O God. Lead us to grow in love and unity, not only across the world, but also in our own homes. Give us unity and peace, knowing that we are all yours and that you hold all of us in your love. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings, as you have raised us to new life in Christ. Give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
given for you.
The body of Christ 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 given for you.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you make your home with us, bringing heaven to earth in this holy meal. Fill us with your Spirit as we go from here, that we may wipe away tears, tend to those in mourning and pain, seek the healing of the nations, and bring to earth the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.